Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs once flourished, leading ordinary lives, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. They were a motley mix of types and charming imperfections. The men and women loved and were infuriated by one another, understood that they didn't understand, didn't need to. The dinosaurs prospered, and the day came when each asked, "Why should I have anything less than perfect happiness?" When a man looked at a woman, he thought, "She is less beautiful than a goddess, her voice less melodic, her temper less forgiving, her bearing less gracious. Those who were kind seemed unattractive. Those who were attractive seemed aloof. When a woman looked at a man, she thought, "He is smaller than a hero, his presence less intense, his words less seductive, his devotion less sincere. Those who were earnest seemed undesirable. Those who were desirable seemed selfish." So the women spent their days reading of romance, watching soap operas, knowing that one day a prince would call, wondering why it was not today. The men spent their passion on sports and fantasies, certain that somewhere a princess secretly waited to love them, wondering where to find her. Everyone was happy, dreaming of the ideal ones that now graced their world, and surely were fated to meet them, if only they waited. That is how the dinosaurs perished. Roofs. Beware the roofs of buildings. They lie fallow, abandoned to blight and the odd rusty protrusion, grudging nods to purpose. Only when their plight becomes truly desperate, neglect no longer possible, are they reluctantly acknowledged. But tattered garments mended hastily and without care, they once again are forgotten. Born high, with great and unfulfilled ambition, they alone stand between us and the heavens, arbiters, protectors, priests to the sky. How insufferable it must be for ones such as these to be ignored. There is none more bitter than disdained nobility. Beware the roofs of buildings. They lie fallow, waiting, resenting those who scorn them their place, those who are free. How great is their desire to cast us off or drink us in tar. The tall man. The tall man never sleeps. He wonders why he must stand so high, looking down on others. Do they wonder why they must look up at him? His limbs, sinews, bones are the same as theirs, but they scurry aside when he comes. A few make strange signs. He is careful when he walks not to step on the little people, but he sometimes does. This makes him sad. Why can't they be bigger, he wonders, but he doesn't blame them. Once he was hungry and ate one. It didn't taste good. For a while they all hid from him. But one day they came out and threw things at him. He smiled down. Did they hope to hurt him? He shrugged it off. Who could understand the little people? They are so small. Their actions count for so little. Eventually they grew tired and went away. To do small things, in a small way. The tall man frowned and kept walking. Would he ever meet another tall man? Or better, a tall woman?